Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio and presents Nighthawk Radio. Broadcasting live once again to the Midnight Hour on BlogTalkRadio.com live. From the old wooden shack with the most gorgeous, most beautiful, I'm beautiful, Miss X. Yeah. Let's get right into it. This is our Labor Day traditional show. Who are down here every, Miss X has been working. Ms. X has been working Monday through Thursday, every single night down here with the lights, the bright, everything of Broadway, doing all these shows. And we're going to talk about one of those shows tonight. I have been so hard at work until that fat piano leg woman with the fat piano legs came in and took my man and went to Starbucks today. Oh, that's okay, though. We can keep doing that. My scratching my talons. I'm still doing it despite it all. Scratching my talons. In pain tonight, still bringing you the show. Along the cold white marble column, coming out again to bring you up into the midnight hour on blogtalkradio.com. Miss X and Night Owls Radio. For those, the dateless, the cheerless, the wonderless, who are sitting at home right now, getting ready for your big weekend. I absolutely do give you a wonderful vacation. Holidays. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Enjoy your holidays. Of course, I had to work till 5 p.m. and started going to Starbucks. Don't even get me started on how hard I've been working. Okay? How hard. And once again, rejected for a... Yeah, God, it's just enough to make you want to vomit. But I have been doing so much work, or as women online say, as the women online put it, so much work, S-O-O-O-O-O-O, so much work on these shows. And one of the former shows at the theater, at one of the theaters where Miss X works by day and by night, mostly by night, presented the off-Broadway, not the one that was on Broadway. I auditioned for Wicked on Broadway, but this is the off-Broadway. The Illusionists. That's what you tuned in to hear, isn't it? But before I get to that, remember, this is the traditional Labor Day weekend in which I encourage you, I tell you, I thwart you to keep up the fishbowl tradition started way back in my hometown. Many decades ago, and give to your charities this weekend. There might not be a telethon on TV anymore. I don't know if there is, but I keep up the tradition, and I tell you, you get yourselves away from those beaches and give, especially give to people who need food. Been there, and it's not fun, believe me, to come home at 11 o'clock at night after working for minimum wage like Miss X and not having anything to eat with your stomach growling day after day in that horrible hollow feeling, 73% humidity outside, and you don't even have enough money left over to buy food. So give to those charities. Donate food this weekend, please. What do I hold here in my hand? For your Labor Day weekend. And it's Labor Day, so we don't go to work, as some comedian once said long ago. Instead, you give to charities. Now, the wacky story of the week. Birds vomiting on people. Oh, where are my ears tonight? With my horrible, hurt, cut-up stomach that nobody cares about. But the movie The Birds, of course, the Alfred Hitchcock Black classic. There was actual story in 1961, Santa Cruz. Really, birds were flying into things and into people and pecking away. They were flying into buildings and they were vomiting on people. birds vomiting on people. That's so gross. So gross. But hence, it's the wacky story of the week. Wacky world of. That's what I hold here in my little hand. A very little hand it is, too. The piece of paper all about the birds. And Alfred Hitchcock appearance. We heard the story of the birds vomiting on people in Santa Cruz in 1961. And he turned it into the now classic, creepy, creepy film entitled and called The Birds. What is The Illusionists, you might say? Is that what you tuned into? Is that what you tuned in tonight for? Hear all about The Illusionist. I didn't know what it was either. I thought it was the movie The Illusionist about the magician. Norton was in it. Norton! Right. Came out years ago, 2006. Oh, I remember it well. Sort of gave me a stomach ache, kind of like a chill ran through me and a fear of that dreaded fear, kind of like the stomach ache I have right now. Yeah, it was The Illusionist. Pull up a chair. Sit down. Here's our chair in the old wooden shack. And let me tell you a little bit about the Broadway show, The Illusionist. Well, I know we have some magicians, some people of magic out there, magicians listening, as it should be pronounced, magicians. And you probably know about the show, The Illusionist. But for those that don't, because I know I certainly didn't, we're going to spread some of that golden glitter and tell you about the trickster, the deceptionist, the manipulator. Are they like your friends? I mean, isn't the deception and manipulation and trickery all the same thing? Oh, the manipulator sounds like you're describing people that I've known. The magician, the warrior. Oh, it's so dark. The inventor. The unusualist, and the escapologist. All of these people make up the show entitled The Illusionist. Did you say musician? Almost said musicians. It's radio. Well, technically it's internet radio, so I have to describe everything to you. Let me move this red bow. Long little tie on their long red Miss X dress out of the way. There you go. The Illusionists are a show of magic. They get together all the world's magicians. Not every magician in the world, but some of the magicians that would sort of represent magicry. I just invented another word. I always do that on this show. The word magically. They sort of are emblems of magic, and they got them all together in the show called The Illusionists. And all eight of them, one is called and goes by the name of the Deceptionist. Number two is the Trickster. The third magician, again, is the Manipulator. The fourth is simply is called the Magician. Goes by the name The Magician. Kind of a generic name like Miss X, which could mean so many different things. So many different things. Then there's the Warrior. And again, there's the Magician known as the Inventor. There's the Unusualist. And then there's the Escapologist. Now, I have to say, the Unusualist is the most unusual name of these magicians, and that one I'd like to see myself. And even as I'm doing this show, I'm standing here now, pointing as I always do, broadcasting live all across this great blue ocean planet as I point to the north, to the south, and I turn to the west and to the east. I got confused on my directions tonight. Because I have been working so many nights. That's how tired I am. Don't forget to check out both Facebook, Miss X Night Owls Radio, where you can get all my Midnight Monster movies with Miss X. All the movie clips you can see for yourself, along with all the updates about this show that you are listening to right now. At least I hope you're listening now. Woo! As Night Owls. The name of the page, it's a fan page, Facebook, Miss X, Night Owls Radio. That's the only thing you have to put at the top of the page is Miss X, Night Owls Radio, and you're going to pull up all the Midnight Monster movies with Miss X. Oh, it's so much fun, because you people, you know, I have like the cheapest listening audience on the planet. No doubt, no joke. All these years, I've been on the show, I've been on Blog Talk Radio hosting the show almost 8 years. 8 years the show has been on as of this coming November, and no one has ever given me so much as just a cheap used laptop with a decent camera so that I can get the movies and do the show on YouTube. No, that was too much to ask from this cheap listening audience. Ooh, I have something for you, though. Mm-hmm. Do you hear it? Put it up to the phone. Public service announcement. What am I holding in my hand? Speaking of magicians, I'm like standing here with my arms spread and think I'm going to like put my palm out and it's going to be some smoke come out like they do during the magic show. Something you'd see in The Illusionist. But maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. Now I have, what am I holding here in my hand? First guess.
You listen to it again.
It's a magenta, pinkish, reddish, magenta color string of pearls. Do, 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 do.
There it goes. Woo! String of pearls.
Check out The Illusionist. I got you a beautiful magenta string of pearls, listening audience. You, however, have given me nothing in 8 years.
The big nothing.
Okay, clips also on YouTube. I think I never remember the name of the page. I think it's Miss X Radio YouTube. It's either Miss X Radio or the Miss X Show. But go, just put the just go to YouTube and put in the Miss X Show, and you can see some of our old videos. Not ours, mine, because there is no ours. And finally tonight, the show. The moment you've all been waiting for. I did my public service announcement show tonight to give to charities this weekend, the Labor Day weekend. Give specifically to those in need of food, those who are ill and those who are in need with hunger, those experiencing hunger every single day, please. Yes. I implore you. Now, the show, here's the moment you've been waiting for, The Jeffersons. You seen The Jeffersons, Florence? Remember Florence, the maid on The Jeffersons? Well, I happened to turn it on many weeks ago, and I thought I'd seen every episode of The Jeffersons. But I hadn't seen this one. Isabel Sanford, who I found very inspiring as an actress, by the way. Florence of Jeffersons is disillusioned. Not an illusionist, she's disillusioned, and she goes to church, and she decides that she couldn't trust the person at church, that she's just no longer going to go to church. She just doesn't see anymore the reason. She's trying to be a good person, Florence is, on the Jeffersons, and she's in there, and this older man comes up to her, and it's her preacher. She hasn't seen him that night, but he comes up to her and he gives her this inspirational speech. And he's kind of walking with a cane and he says, Florence, what are you doing in here? Did you come in here to pray? She has this discussion with him and she's mad and she's angry and she's sad and she's crying. And she explains to him, she says, what's the point? What's the point of my being here, of my bothering to come to church? He explains it to her what the point is, Florence. And Florence goes home and she talks to Isabel Sanford, her wheezing Louise. And Louise looks shocked when Florence says, I talked to the minister tonight. She's the minister. Yeah, my minister at the church, the reverend. And Louise pauses and doesn't say anything, really, Florence. You talk to him in that pausey, scary voice. Well, yeah, she goes near the room, and as it turns out, Louise later says the minister had passed away a few hours before speaking to Florence. It can happen. It happens on this planet. Passed away to us might not be passed away in another dimension. Think about it. And until next time, in the words of the immortal, speaking of, in the immortal Shivis, I'll be back. I said, I'll be back. And until then, happy screams.